Chapter 10, Alcohol and Drug Impact on the Driving Ability. Any drug may affect a person's ability to drive. Millions of people take over-the-counter and prescription medications, illegal drugs, or drink alcohol and do not realize they may affect the mental and physical psychomotor skills necessary to operate a vehicle and, or react to external events while driving a vehicle. Each individual is different. Driving skills of persons taking the same drug may be affected differently. A driver's body weight, emotional state, amount of drug taken, and when the drug was taken will influence the driver's ability to assess an emergency situation or judge speed and distance. Safe driving always requires an observant eye, a steady hand, and a clear head. When a person drinks alcohol or uses drugs, one of the first effects is they lose their judgment and their sight is impaired, causing slower reactions to sounds and the inability to judge another vehicle's speed. A person's ability to reason can all but disappear. Good judgment may be as simple as saying no to a friend who wants to race their car. However, if a person has been drinking alcohol or they are under the influence of drugs, their judgment may turn into, "Sure, take my car." Taking more than one drug at the same time is even more dangerous since drugs may have a different overall cumulative effect, especially when alcohol is involved. Besides escalating the overall effects of the other drugs, alcohol can also mask the effects of those drugs, increasing a person's risk of poor decision-making and/or slowing responsive reactions to situations. You should always check with a doctor or pharmacist before taking more than one type of drug or mixing drugs, especially tranquilizers or sedatives. Table 27, Alcohol and Other Types of Drugs. Type, marijuana. Description, research shows even typical social doses of marijuana can affect concentration, judgment, and sensory and perceptual skills needed for careful driving. People who are under marijuana influence have impaired sensory and perceptual abilities. Type, stimulants. Description, heavy amphetamine use may keep drivers awake and active for long periods of time. It also makes them less coordinated, edgy, and is more likely to be involved in a car crash. Research shows typical social amounts of cocaine can produce lapses in attention and concentration. While caffeine can help drowsy drivers stay alert, it can't make a drunk driver sober. Studies show ordinary amounts of caffeine don't improve a drunk driver's ability to operate a vehicle. Type, tranquilizers, sedative hypnotics. Description, tranquilizers, sedative hypnotic drugs, including barbiturates, are powerful depressants, which calm people down or help them sleep. Tired or over-sedated drivers are not good drivers. Type, over-the-counter drugs. Description, many over-the-counter drugs cause drowsiness in some people which can affect their driving. Read the labels and be careful with antihistamines, other cold preparations, or any medicine that relaxes or promotes sleep. Type, any drug. Description, any drug might affect your ability as a driver. If you take more than one drug or if you mix drugs, especially tranquilizers or other sedative hypnotics with alcohol, you could be asking for trouble on the road and off. If you have doubts about a drug or drug mix, check with a doctor or pharmacist. Type, alcohol. Description, each year alcohol, a depressant drug affecting coordination, judgment, perception, and emotional state, is responsible for a significant number of highway deaths. Alcohol increases the depressant effects of tranquilizers and barbiturates. Mixing these drugs, on or off the road, can be hazardous. The number one killer is alcohol. Driving while intoxicated, DWI, is a problem affecting all Texans. According to the calendar year 2014 Texas Motor Vehicle Traffic Crash Highlights, Texas Department of Transportation, 1041 persons were killed in a motor vehicle traffic crash with a driver under the influence of alcohol. Alcohol-related crashes represent 29% of the total number of persons killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the leading cause of death for U.S. teens is motor vehicle crashes. In 2011, approximately 2,650 teens aged 16 to 19 were killed and almost 292,000 were treated in emergency departments for injuries suffered in motor vehicle crashes. That means 7 teens aged 16 to 19 died every day from motor vehicle injuries. In 2013, Texas had the highest number of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities in the United States, and 17% of drivers aged 16 to 20 involved in fatal crashes had a blood alcohol concentration (BAC) of 0.08 or higher. Not all teens involved in fatal crashes were drinking. Some were passengers or innocent victims of people who drink and drive. Maybe one of those injured or killed was a family member or your best friend. It could have been you. To make Texas safer, the Texas legislature enacted laws to deter people from drinking and driving by penalizing those who choose to drink and drive. In Texas, a person is considered legally intoxicated if the person has a BAC of 0.08 or more. Driving while intoxicated, DWI, and driving under the influence, DUI, arrests can be a humiliating experience and are costly. Some fines range as high as $10,000, not including the cost of a bail bondsman, attorney, or other court-required expenses. Is it worth the risk? Open container. It is illegal to possess an open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle passenger area located on a public highway, regardless of whether the vehicle is being operated, stopped, or parked. Conviction of this offense is punishable by a fine not to exceed $500. Myths about drinking alcohol. Taking cold showers, drinking black coffee, or exercising will not make a person sober. Only time, based on body weight, number of drinks, and food intake can minimize the effects of alcohol. It takes about 1 hour for the body to rid itself of each drink consumed. If a person has been drinking, someone who has not been drinking should drive. Texas tough alcohol-related laws for minors. Zero tolerance for minors. According to the Texas Alcohol Beverage Code, a minor is any individual who is under 21 years of age. A minor may not purchase, attempt to purchase, consume, or possess an alcoholic beverage. Since a minor should not possess alcohol, Texas passed zero-tolerance legislation for minors who commit an offense under the non-driving alcohol-related laws and for minors who drive under the influence. Zero tolerance means just that. Even if a minor is not intoxicated as defined under the DWI statute, but has any detectable amount of alcohol in his, her system while operating a motor vehicle in a public place or while operating a watercraft, the minor committed the criminal offense of driving under the influence of alcohol by a minor, see Table 31. Penalties for non-driving alcohol-related offenses by minors. The Texas Zero Tolerance Law established penalties for minors who commit offenses under the non-driving alcohol-related offenses. A minor may not purchase, attempt to purchase, falsely state he, she is 21 years of age or older, or present any document indicating he, she is 21 years of age or older to a person engaged in the selling or serving of alcoholic beverages. A minor may not consume, or possess an alcoholic beverage. Persons who purchase, furnish, or sell alcohol to a minor can be fined of up to $4,000 and or confined in jail for up to 1 year. Table 28, penalties for non-driving alcohol-related offenses, minors. Offense, first offense, penalty, Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, 8 to 12 hours of community service, mandatory attendance of an alcohol awareness course, and license will be suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 30 days. If the minor is under 18, the parent may be required to also attend the alcohol awareness course. Offense, second offense, penalty, Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, 20 to 40 hours of community service, may be required to attend an alcohol awareness course, and license will be suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 60 days. Offense, third offense, under 17 years of age, penalty, Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, 20 to 40 hours of community service, may be required to attend an alcohol awareness course, and license will be suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 60 days or case can be transferred to juvenile court. Offense, third offense, 17 to 21 years of age, penalty, Class B misdemeanor punishable by a fine of $250 to $2,000, 40 to 60 hours of community service, may be required to attend an alcohol awareness course, confinement in jail not to exceed 180 days, and license will be suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 180 days. Minors are not eligible for deferred disposition or adjudication on the third conviction and every conviction after. In addition to the above penalties, if a minor is convicted of any moving vehicle violation while suspended due to a non-driving alcohol-related offense listed above, they are subject to the penalties of driving while license invalid, DWLI. Implied consent laws for minors. A minor implies their consent to take one or more breath or blood specimen for analysis if they are arrested for operating a motor vehicle or watercraft in a public place while intoxicated, or if there is any detectable or noticeable amount of alcohol in their system while operating a motor vehicle in a public place as deemed by an officer. The breath or blood specimen will determine if alcohol is present in their body. It will also identify the amount of alcohol in their system. Additionally, the breath or blood specimen can identify the presence of any other controlled substances or drugs. Refusal to provide a breath or blood specimen will result in the suspension of the minor's license or driving privileges if not licensed. Table 29. Penalties for refusal to provide a specimen. Minors. Offense. First offense. Penalty. Driver license suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 180 days. Offense. Second and subsequent offenses. Penalty. Driver license suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 2 years. A minor who gives a breath or blood specimen that confirms she has been operating a motor vehicle in a public place with any detectable amount of alcohol in her system and the amount is below the 0.08 BAC legal limit of intoxication will have her license suspended or driving privilege denied if not licensed. Table 30. Minor provided specimen confirming detectable amount of alcohol. Failure. Offense. First offense. Penalty. Driver license suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 60 days. Offense. Second offense. Penalty. Driver license suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 120 days. Offense. Third and subsequent offenses. Penalty. Driver license suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 180 days. A minor may request a hearing before a hearing officer to contest the suspension. Table 31. Penalties for driving under the influence DUI of alcohol and drugs. Minors. Offense. First offense. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, community service of 20 to 40 hours, and attendance in an alcohol awareness course is required. If the minor is under 18, the parent may be required to also attend the course. Offense. Second offense. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, community service of 40 to 60 hours. The alcohol awareness course may be required. Offense. Third offense. Under 17 years of age. Penalty. Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, community service of 40 to 60 hours. The alcohol awareness course may be required or the case can be transferred to juvenile court as delinquent conduct. Offense. Third offense. 17 to 21 years of age. Penalty. Class B misdemeanor punishable by a fine of $500 to $2,000 and or confinement in jail not to exceed 180 days, community service of 40 to 60 hours, an alcohol awareness class may be required, and the minor's license will be suspended or privilege denied if not licensed for 1 year or for 90 days with a judge's order to install an ignition interlock device. The court may not give deferred disposition or adjudication on the third offense. In Texas, as a reminder, a person is considered legally intoxicated if they have a blood alcohol concentration BAC of 0.08 or more. Table 32. Penalties for driving while intoxicated alcohol minors. Offense. First offense. Penalty. Class B misdemeanor punishable by a fine not to exceed $2,000, confinement in jail for 72 hours to 180 days, and suspension of the driver license or privilege denied if not licensed for 365 days, or for 90 days with a judge's order to install an ignition interlock device. The court may probate the jail sentence and waive the license suspension on the first offense only. Possession of an open container of an alcoholic beverage increases the minimum confinement to 6 days. Offense. Second offense. Penalty. Class A misdemeanor punishable by a fine not to exceed $4,000, confinement in jail for 30 days to 1 year, and suspension of the driver license or privilege denied if not licensed for 180 days to 18 months. Offense. Third offense and every offense after. Penalty. Felony of the third degree punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000, imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for 2 to 10 years, and suspension of the driver license, or privilege denied if not licensed, for 180 days to 18 months. offense, DWI with passenger under 15, penalty, a state jail felony punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000, confinement in state jail for 180 days to 2 years and suspension of the driver license, or privilege denied if not licensed, for 90 days to 1 year. Offense, intoxication assault, penalty, third degree felony punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000, imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for 2 to 10 years, and suspension of the driver license, or privilege denied if not licensed, for 90 days to 1 year. Offense, intoxication manslaughter, penalty, second degree felony punishable by a fine not to exceed $10,000, imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, for 2 to 20 years, and a suspension of the driver license, or privilege denied if not licensed, for 180 days to 2 years. Texas alcohol-related laws for adults.
Implied consent laws for adults.
The implied consent for adults is similar to that of minors.
Like the minor, an adult implies their consent to take one or more breath or blood specimen for analysis if they are arrested for operating a motor vehicle or watercraft in a public place while intoxicated, or if they are an adult up to 21 years of age and there is any detectable or noticeable amount of alcohol in their system while operating a motor vehicle in a public place as deemed by an officer. The breath or blood specimen determines if alcohol is present in their body and will identify the amount of alcohol in their system as well as the presence of any other controlled substances or drugs.
A person who refuses to give a blood or breath specimen for analysis will have their driver license suspended for 180 days. If a person submits to a blood or breath specimen and the results show a BAC of 0.08 or greater, their driver license may be suspended for 90 to 365 days. Anyone with a BAC of 0.08 or more is considered intoxicated. Table 33. Penalties for DWI and DUI of alcohol or drugs adults.
Offense. First offense. Fine. Up to $2,000. Confinement. 72 hours to 180 days in jail. Driver license suspension. 90 days to 365 days.
Offense. Second offense. Fine. Up to $4,000. Confinement. 30 days to 1 year in jail. Driver license suspension. 180 days to 2 years. Offense. Third and subsequent offenses. Fine. Up to $10,000. Confinement. 2 to 10 years in TDCJ. Driver license suspension. 180 days to 2 years.
Offense. DWI with passenger under 15. Fine. Up to $10,000. Confinement. 180 days to 2 years in state jail. Driver license suspension. 90 days to 2 years.
Offense. Intoxication assault. Fine. Up to $10,000. Confinement. 2 to 10 years in TDCJ. Driver license suspension. 90 days to 2 years.
Offense. Intoxication manslaughter. Fine. Up to $10,000. Confinement. 2 to 20 years in TDCJ. Driver license suspension. 180 days to 2 years.
Know your legal limit.
The legal limit in Texas is 0.08 BAC or any amount which results in the loss of normal use of mental or physical faculties. The information provided in the alcohol and driving. Why take the risk? Table below is only a guide and is based on calculated averages. Alcohol tolerance may vary by individual. Food intake, medications, health, gender and psychological conditions are also influential factors, which affect the rate of alcohol absorption.
Drivers are encouraged to take drug and alcohol awareness courses to become better educated about the effects and consequences of drugs and alcohol. Insurance companies may provide liability insurance discounts to drivers who complete drug and alcohol awareness courses. A drink may include a 12-ounce can of beer, a mixed drink with 1.5 ounces of liquor, or a 5-ounce glass of wine. They all contain approximately the same amount of alcohol.